Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast.
Just in at elevatorbooks.com is the ASME A17.1 2016 Safety Code for Elevators and Escalators. This codebook has been defining safety in elevators, escalators, and related equipment since 1921 and has been harmonized with CSA B44.
Major changes and updates for the 2016 edition include seismic requirements for escalators, special purpose elevators, residential elevators, and more. For further information and to order your copy, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for February 7th, 2017. In today's news, Vancouver's TransLink system will undergo escalator overhauls, Chicago's riverfront could get another office tower, and TEI Group has promoted Edward Rivera to superintendent.
The Now reports the TransLink public transportation system in Vancouver, Canada, is moving forward with a plan to replace approximately 35 aging escalators over 4 years, starting in 2018. Covering SkyTrain and West Coast Express stations, the project was announced in 2016 and originally projected to take 6 years. Although TransLink reports escalator availability of 94% on the Expo line, most of the units are 30 years old. TransLink cautioned the accelerated project will need multiple escalators being taken out of service at the same time.
Curb Chicago reports Howard Hughes Company of Dallas and Chicago's Riverside Investment and Development hope to build a Gotch Partners-designed 800-foot-tall office tower with 1.3 million square feet of rentable space on the site of the low-rise General Growth Building at 110 Wacker Drive overlooking the Chicago River. It would be the tallest purely office building built in the city since 1990 and join a growing number of high-rises taking shape on the downtown riverfront. Like 150 North Riverside, the project would include plenty of landscape public space. If an anchor tenant is landed, construction is estimated to take approximately 3 years.
TEI Group has announced the promotion of Edward Rivera Jr. to the position of General Superintendent for Modernization and Construction. Rivera has held many positions, progressive in responsibility, with TEI for more than 10 years. In his last position as Foreman of Modernization and Construction, he was responsible for oversight of many significant projects, including 5 Penn Plaza and Premier Office Space located at 650 Madison Avenue, both in New York City.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com. And for information on how to reach the elevator and escalator market in Turkey, visit elevatorworld.com.tr.